我们来看一段的圣经，在约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter
3. 我们从十六节看到十八节。
From verse 16 to verse 18.
这里说，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
因为上帝差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信上帝独生之子的名。
He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
在刚才所念的这一段的经文里面，
in these verses that we read,
可以说是最有名的一段的圣经。
These are very famous verses from the Bible.
也可以说令人最讨厌的一段经文。
And it may be verses which particularly are detested by people.
很多人听了这段经文之后，起了非常大的反感。
A lot of people are very revolted by these verses.
我们等一下思想一下。
And we can consider these.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你面前把这段的时间恭敬地交在你手中。
Lord, we place this time preciously into your hands.
求你在这个时候为我们挪去肉体的疲乏。
Lord, that you would take away our physical infirmities.
让我们在你面前得到你灵的充满。
That we might be filled with your spirit.
好，叫我们在这个短短的时间当中得到你自己的话语跟信息。
So in this very short time, we might obtain your message.
我们求你帮助我们。
We pray that you would help us.
开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
叫我们看见你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So we can see how broad and wide your love is.
好，叫我们今天晚上能够在你面前把我们的心门打开。
So that we may open up our hearts.
让你进到我们的心里面。
That you might enter into us.
叫我们得到你自己的生命。
So we might obtain your life.
我们把这个时间交在你面前。
We place this time into your hands.
求你宝血遮盖会场。
We know that pray that your blood will be amongst us.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
奉耶稣的名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我记得几年前我到英国第一次去那边领会的时候。
A few years ago when I went to England for the first time to conduct meetings.
那么我们就到英国伦敦的大学里面的校园里面去敲门。
So I went to the London University, to the campus to knock on doors.
那么要找一些中国同学。
Wanted to find some Chinese students.
请他们晚上参加布道会。
Wanted them to invite them to come to the revival meetings at night.
当我去敲一个门的时候。
When I went to knock on some doors.
刚好一个中国人开门。
There was a Chinese person who opened the door.
他是台湾去念这个法律的。
He was a person from Taiwan who was studying law.
他说你是什么人。
And he said, who are you?
我说你不认得。Said, you, 我是从美国来的。
Did I come from America?
他说你来干什么事。
What are you here for?
我说我要来找你跟人谈道。
And I want to talk to you.
劝你来做礼拜。
I want to encourage you to come to church.
他说你们是什么教。
And he asked, what religion are you?
我说我们是基督教。
And we say, we're Christian.
他说基督教真是岂有此理。
He says, Christianity is something which, is not very reasonable.
Yeah, right. 那我说为什么你这样讲呢？是不是我以前没有通知你就马上跟你敲门呢？
I said, why did you say that? This is because I have not notified you before I knocked on the door.
他说你们基督教的人呢、啊、总说你们自己的道理是对的。
Yeah, you Christians, you always say that your reasoning, your way is correct.
所以他说、啊、你们只有讲道叫我们去听道，但是呢你们是、这个不讲理的。
He says, you only preach and you talk, but you don't talk in a logical way.
我说你这句话什么意思呢？把道跟理分开怎么讲呢？
Why are you separating the preaching and the logic here?
他说你们很会讲道，也会劝人家听道。
And he says that you can preach very well and you can ask people to come to church.
但是不讲理的。
But you don't talk about the other aspect.
我说你不讲理什么意思呢？
I said, what do you really mean?
他说啊，你们呢、啊、总是非常的武断，说只有信耶稣才可以上天堂得救，不信的话要下地狱去，就岂有此理。
He says, you're very illogical and you're very dogmatic. All you say categorically is that you have to believe in the Jesus and otherwise you go to hell.
哦，我说这是我传道几年的跟大学生当中的第一次听到有这么好的理论，我从来没听过的。
And I said, this is the first time I've heard someone exposit this so clearly.
所以我就在门的旁边跟他谈道了。
So I started to preach to him, to talk to him at the door.
他不让我进去的。
Yeah, he wouldn't let me in.
那么我们就谈了。
So we started talking.
我说你既然这么聪明的人呢。
So since you are such a clever person,
我希望你能够想清楚一下。
Why don't you think about it more clearly?
为什么全世界的宗教里面只有一个基督教敢这样的说，你不信耶稣，你要下地狱呢？
Why is it that only the Christian faith has this dogmatism that says that unless you accept the Lord Jesus, you will go to hell?
是不是今天只有基督教的人信这个教的人才是那么疯狂无知的呢？
Is it only the Christians who are so crazy and illiterate, unknowledgeable?
或者说他们所说的话是个绝对真理在里面。
Or is it that they have the truth?
若是的话，
if it is that,
那么你很危险的。
Then you're in danger.
因为全世界没有一个宗教教主敢这样说，而耶稣敢这样说话，你要思考一下为什么缘故。
Because there's no religious leader, great religious leader, who's ever dared to say this, and only Jesus has said that.
好，我们这个来思想这一段的经文。
Let's consider this particular verse here.
这一段的圣经里面有一句话令人非常讨厌、反感的。
In that particular section here, which will be very much detested by people.
十六节说，上帝爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，这个还可以说听得过去。
The first part when it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son." That whoever believes in him, this part is acceptable.
那么叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But it says, but whoever believes in him should not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
这个还可以的，听起来。
So maybe this is still acceptable.
但是若是你一直念下去，念到十八节的话呢，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信上帝独生子的名话呢，这个听起来好像有一点太刺耳了，没办法接受这个观念。
And then we come to verse 18 and it says, He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is very difficult to the ears.
我不晓得我们有没有人想过为什么上帝用这个信跟不信的这一件事来定我们上天堂跟下地狱呢？
Why is it that God uses belief and not belief to decide whether we go to heaven or hell?
为什么上帝不用别的方法？
Why does God not use some other method?
那我们要思想这个问题。
Why don't we just consider this?
我们先讲一件事情。
Let's talk about one thing first.
到底什么叫做信心啊？
What really is faith?
什么叫做信心？
What is faith or belief?
我今天用一个很简单的例子，你对我有没有信心啊？
Do you have faith in me? Let's use this as an illustration.
啊，这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这个意思就是说，包含说你对我有什么认识没有？
First includes whether you have some understanding, some comprehension of me.
换句话说，信心啊，是一种的认识。
So faith includes recognition.
有一个很有学问的一个人呢、啊，也是个政治家，在晚上的时候来找耶稣啊。
There's a scholar who is a politician also who came one night to see Jesus.
也是有一个宗教信仰的一个人呢、啊。
He was a person with a religious belief.
他在晚上来找耶稣。
At night he came to see Jesus.
他对耶稣认识什么呢？
What kind of recognition do you have for Jesus?
他对耶稣认识说：“耶稣啊，我想你是从神那边差来的一个先知啊。”
He knew that Jesus, as he said that Jesus, I know that you come from God and you are a prophet of God.
一个很特别人物。
You are a very special person.
所以这个人叫做尼哥底母，他对耶稣的认识呢，是以为他是一个很特别一个人呢。
So his recognition, his knowledge of Jesus was that he was a very special person.
我们也记得有一个妇女跟耶稣谈话的时候。
And then there was a woman who began to talk with Jesus.
她偷偷看到耶稣的时候。
When she first saw Jesus.
她以为耶稣是一个普通一个人的犹太人的。
At first she thought that Jesus was just an ordinary person.
所以称他做先生呢。
So it says Mr.
后来就看一下称他犹太人呢。
And so he's a Jewish person.
而且慢慢谈话当中对他有更深认识了。
And as she started talking with him, she began to have more knowledge of him.
以为他是一个先知呢。
And she thought that maybe he was a prophet.
当他跟耶稣交谈的迟一点的时候，长一点时间。
And with more discussion with the Lord,
他发现到这个跟他谈话的这个人呢，不只是一个先知，是犹太人呢，他可能就是一个弥赛亚。
And not only did she recognize that this person was a Jewish prophet, but maybe he was actually the Messiah.
所以我们看到这个信心啊，这两个字是一种认识意思在里面的。
So faith and belief includes recognition.
有包含一种的了解成分在里面。
Knowledge and comprehension.
那我们再看一下。
And then we see again.
信心什么意思呢？
What is the faith belief meaning?
信心也可能是一种的态度的问题啊。
And faith includes an attitude.
当我对你有信心的时候呢？
When I have faith in you.
我对你尊敬的。
And I respect you.
我对你没有信心的时候。
When I don't have any faith in you.
我藐视你了。
Then I despise you.
我拒绝你了。
I reject you.
我不与你来往了。
I don't want to have communication with you.
所以为什么今天人一听到主耶稣这一个字的时候，这个名词的时候呢，他整个人呢就很反感，好像很特别的感觉。
Why is it that some people, when they hear the name of the Lord Jesus, they have a tremendous revulsion? They want to reject him. Because they hear this person is a very special person, but a very categorical person. And a lot of people who preach to Jesus, they feel are very wild people.
所以无形当中一提到耶稣这两个名字的话, 他马上就感觉不奇妙，就莫名其妙感觉来了。
And when they hear the name of Jesus, they have this funny feeling in them.
态度不同了。
And their attitude is different.
我记得当我在南部, 念书的时候,
when I was studying in the south,
我们在那个地方附近有一个大学啊,
and near the place where we were staying, where there was a school.
所以我们就神学生就几个人到大学去做个人谈道的工作，探访的工作。
So we went there to our seminary students. We went there to talk.
所以我们就认得一个教授的女儿。
We met the daughter of a professor.
所以我跟她谈话了。
And we started talking with her.
我们谈起来很投机啊，她什么话都会讲的，什么道理都懂的，很清楚的一个人。
So when we started talking, she was very comfortable with us, and we talked about many things.
很健谈的一个女孩子。 很健谈的,
a person who was very willing to talk.
那么每一次谈到天上地上的事情话, 都谈得很好, 很通。
And we talked about heaven and earth and things like that. Not heaven and earth, lots of things. And she was quite agreeable.
三个东西在里面啊，包括三个东西。那么一谈到主耶稣的时候呢,
but when we started talking about Jesus,
你看他的脸是会变的，不同的。
And then her face started changing color.
我就很奇怪，说为什么每一次我们谈东谈西，你都很有兴趣，谈的很多，很投机。现在一谈到耶稣啊，你整个就变得不同了。
Why is it that we talk about this or that and odds and ends, and you find it's fine, but when we talk about Jesus, then you start changing your color?
他说我也不知道为什么缘故，我总是不想听这个名字，你知道。
I don't really know why, but I just don't like to hear this word. This
我说啊，你知道吗？魔鬼每一次让你一听到主耶稣的时候呢，就起一种的反感。
You know that Satan uses this way in which every time you hear this word, you would have this this feeling in you.
因为呢，这个主耶稣基督就是魔鬼的最大仇敌啊。Because
the Lord Jesus is the greatest enemy of Satan.
什么人想信耶稣的话？
Anybody who wants to believe in Jesus,
他要破坏你的信仰。He
wants to destroy this faith.
你讲别的宗教话，你可以谈起来没问题的。
You can talk about any other religion.
那个谈佛教、谈回教、谈这个日本的仙头教，谈道教，什么教都谈的，没问题的。
You can talk about Shintoism, Taoism, Buddhism, any Muslim or any other religion.
你一谈到主耶稣的时候呢，不是谈不像话了，就开始有一种不同的反应来了。But
when you talk about Jesus, then all of a sudden there's this unusual feeling.
那就开始要攻击教会的，攻击信徒的，攻击牧师的。And
then start attacking the church, against the pastor and other things.
啊，不管可能你的攻击是有道理的时候，是无的放矢，就乱射了。
Or it's just whether it's logical or not, it's just a way of expressing it.
啊，是从里面的一种愤怒啊。It's
just an anger from within.
那弟兄姊妹。 因为圣经告诉我们呢,
brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us,
他的话呢, 太 strong, 太强了。
The word is too strong.
他说, 信耶稣的人有永生, 不信的人得不到永生。
Those who believe in him should have eternal life. Those who do not believe in him will not have eternal life.
你看到下面最后一句话呢, 36节说, 上帝的震怒藏在他身上。 哇, 你冒烟了, 怎么可以这样讲的呢?
In verse 36, it emphasizes very strongly, but the wrath of God will rest upon him, so you will really feel him.
我相信没有一个人啊，肯接受这种话的。I
think that nobody really wants to accept this kind of a word.
弟兄姊妹，我相信现在在美国啊，差不多每一个月都有一种新的宗教起来的。I
think that in America, maybe every month, there's a new religion that's come up.
有很多很疯狂的一种宗教出来的。There
are many wild kinds of religions.
颠颠倒倒的，奇形怪状的道理都出来了。
Very unusual and very special kind.
但是很少有这一类像圣经话出来的这些东西。
But there are very few that come out with something like this in the Bible.
那圣经告诉我们主耶稣的话，你可以把它一个一个分析。
We're going to talk about God's Jesus' word. There are many ways to analyze it.
很多地方叫我们不但不能够相信，而叫我们更加不信。
And sometimes we read it, not only do we not believe, maybe we want to reject it.
本来这些话不给我的时候呢，我还可以听得接受一下。一谈到这些话的时候呢，你就接受不下去了。
It may be that other words I can accept, but whenever I read this kind of a word, then I cannot accept it.
弟兄姊妹，因为信心啊是一种的态度的问题。Because
faith is an attitude kind of problem.
你对他了解多的话呢，你态度就不同了。And
more understanding, your attitude will change.
所以我们需要更多跟人彼此谈话，彼此来往，才能够更多了解这个人。然后呢，我们这样态度就不同了，改变过来了。As
we begin to understand a person, have more communication with a person, our attitude begins to change.
那我们看第三件事，信心啊是一种的行动。And
the third aspect of faith is action.
换句话说，当我对你有信心的时候，That
is when I have faith towards you.
我认识你的时候，When
I recognize and know you,
我就肯接受你到我家里来了，我们一起谈天了，或者一起生活了。
I can accept you into my home, and we can talk, and we can live together.
还把那东西借给你用了。
I can give things to you, and
不在乎了，没有计较了。
And it's all right.
因为我了解你。
Because I understand you.
今天很多人对我们所传的基督耶稣没有清楚的了解。
A lot of times today, people just don't really understand God or the Jesus that we talk about.
所以他们不愿意接受这个道理。
So they're not willing to accept this, preaching.
他们可能在脑筋里面想想，对吧？可以了解一些关于基督耶稣的事情，但是对他这个本人呢不太清楚，好像当成是个历史的人物而已。
And they may have some thoughts about his teachings and his history of him, but they don't really know the person.
也许你说我可以接受这个人呢、啊、是一个历史一个存在的一个人物。
Maybe they can say, oh, I accept that Jesus was a historical fact.
我也可以接受他是一个好人。
And I know that he was a good man.
我也可以接受他是一个犹太人，一个宗教家。
I know he was a Jewish person and he was a religion, a leader of religion.
我也可以把他当作中国人的观念里面的一个圣人之一啊。
Or maybe I can consider him just like a religious person, a great religious leader.
但是若是你要我接受他到我心里面做的救主的话呢，我接受不下。
But if you want me to accept him into my heart as my savior, I cannot do that.
好，弟兄姊妹，当然是因为你要叫我随便接受一个人到我心里面，我不能接受的。
Of course, that's true. I mean, if you want me to just accept anybody into my heart, obviously, I can't do that.
尤其我们在美国，大家都在念书，念得相当高。那么同时呢，我们的知识也很广，我们对事情啊，都是要去分析、去理解才能够接受的。
Of course, as we're studying here, particularly in America, we have a lot of things that we have to learn, and so we have to be careful about what we're accepting.
但是呢，在这个接受这个行动里面呢，的一个基础是对他的认识清楚、知道了之后呢，我们才接受他的。
Of course, and after we come to understand and recognize him, then we can accept him.
那我们再看到底信心的这两个字还有什么意思呢？
Then let us look again at what faith or belief means.
我们刚才讲了信心的三件事情。
There are three things in faith.
就是认识。
Recognition.
态度。
Attitude.
跟行动接受。
And an action.
我们看到这个信心什么地方来的。
And where does faith come from?
什么地方来的信心。
Where does faith originate?
从圣经给我们看到信心可以分作两种。
And faith, there are two types.
本来超过两种，不过晚上我们所讲两种而已。
And actually, more than two, but I'd like to just talk about two.
第一种的信心叫做生存的信心。
The first kind of faith is a natural, inborn faith.
换句话说，每一个人生活在这个世界上。
As we are living on this earth.
你生下来的时候。
When you're born.
你很自然的，神就把这个生存的信心给了你了。
Very naturally, you will have this faith that God has given to you.
所以这个信心是世界性的。
This kind of faith is a universal kind of faith.
超种族的，超时间的。
It is beyond time. It is beyond racial categories.
超时代的。
It's beyond time.
每一个人生在这个世界上都有信心的。
Everybody who is born and has a faith.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
比方说，很自然的，你坐在椅子上面，就是表明你这个椅子有信心了。
It's very natural. If you're sitting on a chair, you have faith for this chair.
若是你发现到那椅子还是在摇的时候呢，就说啊，我换个椅子好了。
And if you sit on a chair and it's wobbly, and you go sit on another chair,
对不对？你开一部车的时候
，and you're driving a car,
你发现到这个车一直在响
，and you hear the rattles,
你觉得我不要开这车了
，and I'm not going to drive this car.
所以你把车放下，你去租车，或者是另外向人借车
，and then you borrow a car, you rent a car.
这是生活的信心
，and this is a life, the faith.
当你拿一杯水来喝，你发现到里面很多脏东西的时候，你觉得不敢喝，就放在一边了。
And you take a cup, and it's very dirty. You put it aside. You don't want to drink it.
所以呢，小孩子、大人、中年人、外国人、中国人、各种民族都有这个生存的信心在里面的。
So from all ages, of all races, we all have this kind of a faith.
没有信心不能生存的。
Without faith, we cannot live.
很痛苦的。
And it's very miserable otherwise.
人与人之间的来往也需要用信心建立的。
And the communication between man and other people, we need faith.
对你没有信心的话。
Yeah, if we don't have faith towards one another,
我不会把我的心思告诉你的。
I won't tell you about my thoughts.
那你也不会告诉我的。
And you won't tell me about your thoughts.
所以这个 communication 就开始就疏远了。
Now begin to have a communication gap.
所以神给我们看到，人活在这个世界上要快乐的话呢，信心是相当重要的。
So in order to be happy in this life, there has to be faith.
所以不单是说跟物质的关系。
Not only is there a relationship with physical things,
跟人的关系也需要信心的。
And this relationship is on a social level also is
required faith. 所以换句话说，我们这个信心是用在三方面的。
So as we use this faith, it is applied to three areas.
以物质上的关系。
And material things.
以人的关系。
And with other people.
还有呢，要以神的关系。
And the relationship with God.
好，什么叫做以神的关系呢？
What is this relationship with God?
这是第二步的信心的。
And this is the second phase of faith.
这个信心叫做得救的信心。
And this is a faith of salvation.
什么叫做得救的信心？
What is the salvation faith?
得救的信心就是利用我们这一个天然的信心，你把那个对象放在另外一个人身上的时候呢，那个时候所产生的一种的新生命。
And this natural faith extended into applied into another object of our faith, deriving a new life.
当我在 看这个孔夫子四书五经的东西的时候
，Have you looked at the teachings of Confucius？
我存着什么心去看呢
？What kind of faith did I have？
我带着这种信心去看。
I had some faith as I read it。
信什么
？What was the faith？
信这本书啊，对我们做人有一点帮助。
I had faith that when I read this, this was helpful in our daily life.
在我们道德方面有一点的帮助。
It was helpful in our moral life.
有一些地方是有道理的。
And there are areas in which is very reasonable.
我相信写这书的人，他们也相当不错，他们存心是好的。
And the person who wrote it, I believe that the person has good motivation.
我知道他是一个宗教家。
And he was a great religious leader.
他们是慈善家。
He was a good, pious person.
他们愿意希望人与人当中 的这个这个相处呢，来得更美好一点。
He wanted to have good and harmony in among people.
但是我不会把我整个的生命放在这个人身上。
But I would not put my whole life unto this person.
我也更不会向他祷告说，求你赦免我的罪，拯救我的生命。
And I would not also not pray to this person and say, "Will you forgive my sins?"
我们常常在桌子上摆了一些左右铭啊，好像那些很好的话语啊。
A lot of times we put on our desk many slogans.
我记得小的时候，我们常常把一个话摆在那个地方，说“己所不欲，勿施于人”呢。
I had a slogan which said, "What you don't want to take from others, don't give to others."
这就是一句名这个名语啊，很有名的话。
It's a famous slogan.
那希望我们能够照这个话说做。
We pray, we hope that we can all do this.
但是呢，说这个话的人呢？
But the person who said this,
他自己能不能做到是一回事的。
Whether this person can do it or not, that's another
matter. 但是我觉得这话有价值。
But this saying is of value.
值得我去听去学。
And I should listen to it, and I should learn from it.
但是我跟这个话跟那个人态度完全不同的，我接受这个话，但是不一定接受那个说话那个人的。
I can accept the saying, but I need not accept the person.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见得救的信心什么时候开始的？
When we talk about the faith of salvation, when does it begin?
今天世上有好多宗教。
There are many religions in this earth.
我们不讲那些小的宗教，我们讲大宗教好了。
Let's not talk about little religions, but only the major ones.
那些大的宗教家。
And the great religious leaders.
所给我们的教训，好多好多的。
All their sayings, and many, many of them.
弟兄姊妹，那些教训呢？
And all those teachings.
我告诉你，其实我们都懂得了。
We do understand them.
我们都懂得了。
We know them.
因为你知道吗？当你生在这个世界上的时候
，When you're living on this earth，
有四种的宗教捆绑住你
；There are four religions that are encircling you，
有四种宗教跟着你
；There are four religions that are following you。
你知道什么宗教
？What kind of a religion？
所以每一天你生活在宗教的熏陶里面
，And you're really walking within the circle，
你逃不掉的
，And you can't escape。
所以我们不需要太多的麻烦了，头痛了。
We don't need many other religions。
好，我们有第一个宗教
，The first religion
就是这个。我们的良心。
And the first religion is our conscience.
什么叫宗教呢
what is religion?
宗教是劝你做好人嘛。
Religion is to teach you to do good.
叫你做一个正常的人嘛。
So you can be a good normal person.
有道德的人嘛。
A person with morals.
那么良心干什么事呢
？What's the conscience for?
良心摆在你的心里面，叫你说话的说的太过批评的时候呢，叫你感到很不舒服了，良心在责备你了。
Conscience will remind you and scold you when you do say something that is out of bounds.
所以这是一种变相的宗教。
This is sort of a kind of religion.
是内在的。
It's inside us.
是有生以来神摆在你里面的。
And when you're born with it, and God has placed it in you.
因为我们人呢是神创造的。
Because we are created by God.
所以神把他的这个是非呀的心啊摆在我们的里面。
And God has placed this knowledge of good and evil, as it were, this concepts.
就是那个气的问题呀。
This is the way in which God has breathed into us.
所以我们有神的形象在我们里面。
So we're in the image of God.
我们懂得圣洁，懂得公义。
We know the things that are right.
懂得慈爱。
And we know love.
好，弟兄姊妹，良心就是神摆在人的里头。
We know that conscience is something which God has placed in us.
是一种宗教。
It's a kind of religion.
要叫你走上好道路上去。
So that we can walk a right way.
我记得小的时候，我常常偷看的。
I remember when I was young, I used to cheat.
那时候也不小，到高中毕业也偷看出来的。
I graduated from school, I cheating through it.
那么我记得很清楚，初偷看的时候呢，发抖啊，心里蹦蹦跳，手脚都潮湿了。
When the beginning, when I was cheating, I was not well practiced, and my heart was bounding away, and my hands were clammy.
慢慢的话，已经习惯的话呢，很快就擦干了，也不再流汗了。
And after having enough practice, then my hands were quite dry.
那个时候有良心上进的。
And then there was no more real conscience.
没有良心那个时候了。
There was no more conscience at all.
啊，因为什么？因为我已经消灭良心了。
Because I already destroyed conscience.
我觉得很好一个例子，在美国啊，各种科学家可以发明各种东西啊。
A good example is in America, many scientists can invent many things.
我记得早期的时候，有一些车啊， 若是你超过60 mile per hour 的话，它会叫，哔，会叫，警告你说你不要超过60 mile per hour， 要开始要慢下来了。
In the old days, when they first had it, there were alarms that rang whenever you exceeded 60 miles per hour.
啊，有的人怎么办？就大力冲啊，拼命开，结果呢，那个断掉的话呢，再也不响了。
Yeah, people would drive so fast that the alarm would just break, and then they would not allow anymore.So there would then be no standards anymore.
所以呢，那个声音也再也不提醒你说你已经超过速了，他不告诉你了。
So there would be no more sound to remind you that you exceeded the limit.
所以一个人生活在追踪到一个程度的时候呢，他再也没有这种感觉了，麻木不仁了，麻木不仁了。
A person who lives in sin up to that point, then the conscience is broken.
那个良心，那个宗教没有用了。
And this religion has no more use.
倒台了，失败了。
It has been defeated.
还有第二种宗教捆绑着我们的。
And then the second kind of religion that is constricting us.
第二个宗教啊，是我们的父母亲呢。
And that's our parents.
父母亲就是宗教家，小宗教家。
our parents are small religionists.
啊，常常在每一天在督促我们，叫我们要做好，不要贪心啊，不要这个欺负你弟弟啦，或者是不要这个对人家没有礼貌，种种的教训呢，都是要我们怎么样做一个好的人，正常一个人呢。
All kinds of teaching to us, don't beat up your brother and other things like that.In order to remind us to do the right things.
所以我们东方的公民的教育非常重要，很好的。
So in the Chinese and the Oriental customs, they're very good.
在这个在我们的家庭教育里面呢，常常帮助我们很多，叫我们在后来长大的时候呢，可以做一个很好的一个人。
So in the family, that we're taught many things so that we can be a good person.
但是呢，不能够救我们。
But it cannot save us.
那个就是说，我们比别人更正常一点就是了。
It can only make us a little bit more normal than other people.
那么我们知道，现在很多人就反父母亲了。
We know that now many people are rejecting their parents.
推翻这个宗教家，推翻掉你们太啰嗦了，人家不懂事，而且过时代了。
You want to reject these religionists, say that these are different generation.
所以很多的时候啊，那老人家来美国玩之后呢，就是家庭出很多问题啊。
And we know that many times that the older people coming to America from the Orient, they have problems living together.
所以我们现在有四间礼拜好像我常常在处理这个家庭的婆媳问题、孩子问题，很多麻烦问题。
With the church that I'm in, there's a lot of problems of this kind of between the older generation and the younger generation.
很多父母说，以前我的孩子不是这样一个孩子嘛。
Many parents would tell me, "Oh, my child was not like this before."
为什么现在完全不同变了
？Why is it now he's changed completely?
那么那孩子就是告诉我说，我的母亲以前不是这么啰嗦，怎么现在越来越啰嗦呢？
So the children come and tell me, "Oh, my parents were not like this before. How come they're so badgering me all the time now?"
发现到这些宗教家已经过时了，不能用了。
So these religionists are past already.
弟兄姊妹，还有一个宗教绑着我们的。
There's another religion that constrains us.
就是教育啊。
And this is education.
教育干什么事的
？What is the purpose of education?
东方的教育不但给我们一些自然的科学的知识啊，还教我们怎么做人呢、啊。
In the East, not only does education teach us many basic facts about science and things like that, but also teaches us how to be a person.
但是在西方的这些教育不包括这个东西在里面了。
But in the Western education, this is not included.
啊，很多的教授跟学生呢睡在一起了。
And a lot of the teachers sleep with their students.
啊，现在校园里面道德根本腐败了。
There's immorality on the campuses.
我们曾经在纽约晚上听到一些几个有权威学者的教授啊，他们是某某。部门的学者了，他们讲到他们同性恋在电台里面讲的，在心理上一点都不感到害羞的事情。
And very famous scholars, they would discuss homosexuality very freely.
反正你不讲这话，觉得反正认为是我们不正常，他们正常的。
If you don't say it, you, maybe you're abnormal.
所以我们看到现在的教育啊，跟我们的道德生活呢是脱节密相干的。
And we know that now education and our life is different now.
我们的脑袋越来越大。
Our brains become bigger and bigger.
但是我们道德越来越腐败。
And that our morals become lower and lower.
我们对人。
And towards other people.
我们对神。
To God.
甚至我们对自己。
Or even to ourselves.
已经完全没有信心了。
We don't have faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到第三种宗教就是什么？教育。
And the third religion is education, therefore.
我们也记得这个孟子的母亲呢，三千呢，记不记得？是一个宗教的一个小宗教家了。
Mencius' mother could be considered as a small religious leader.
啊，她尽量的希望她孩子呢不要学坏。
And she didn't want her child to become bad.
所以我们看到这些东西都给我们看到有三种的宗教跟着我们，还有一种最要紧的。
And there's three kinds of religion that follow us. Therefore,
第四种什么呢
？And what's the fourth kind?
就是法律了。
And this is the law.
法律干什么事的
？What's the law for?
法律是限制我们越轨啊。
And the law is limiting us so that we don't exceed the bounds.
当我们违反良心做事的时候。
As we do things against our conscience,
当我们违背父母的时候
，as we do things against our parents,
当我们所行的跟我们所学的是脱节的时候
as what we do is different from what we've learned.
好，那个时候呢，法律要控制你，要裁制你了。
And then the law will come into effect.
啊，法律什么呢？就是一种变相宗教了。
Law is just another form of religion.
所以呢，捆绑你，叫你不可以有愧。
And it restrains us so that we cannot come out.
你有自由。
We have freedom.
但是你的自由呢，不要建立在人痛苦上头。
But your freedom cannot impinge on somebody else's misery.
所以我们看到这个四种的宗教就是天天跟着我们的。
And there are four religions therefore that daily follow us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们再想一想看一下。
Let's think about it a little bit more.
今天世上有很多宗教一个一个出来的。
There are many, many religions on this earth.
这宗教什么用呢？
What is the value of these religions?
说来说去也不过是加上他们以前所讲的把它归纳在一起一样东西。
It's sort of like adding on what has been going on before and just putting them all together.
叫我们怎么样不要自私不要贪心不要骄傲不要自夸不要犯罪不要偷窃。
Telling us many things, not be selfish, not be greedy, not just be stealing or murder or other things.
这些东西我早就知道了。
I know all these things.
我很早就知道有事情的。
I know all of these things.
我也很早知道我不应该偷看我都早就知道不应该偷看的。
I knew very early on that I should not cheat.
但是我还是偷看的。
And yet I still would be looking at
the things. 我也知道我不应该偷钱我拼命偷钱的。
And I knew that I should not be stealing, but yet I was still stealing.
那些很有名的话还是摆在我桌上天天看但是还是犯罪。
And I would put all these very famous sayings on my desk, and I still would be sinning.
甚至我的母亲呢，一个礼拜里面至少打我三次啊。
Even though my mother would beat me three times a week.
那个宗教家很严的宗教家。
This is a very strict religionist.
还有，我记得每一个学期宗教跪在他床边跪到两三点都不能睡觉的。
And I remember that I had to just kneel before her bed for several hours at a time.
因为我在学校的考试啊都是不及格的。
Because I always failed my exams.
在东方的话呢，红的数字的话，分数吧就是不及格，六十分是蓝色。
In the East, if you have red marks, that's below passing.
所以我的分数单到了学期结束的时候呢，只有三个是蓝色的，全都是红的。
At the end of the year, I had only three blue marks, which means that I was passed on only three subjects.
我的体育及格，公民及格。
In athletics and in civics, I would be passed.
还有加上一个，其他都不及格了。
And one other thing, maybe.
所以我的母亲呢，气得半死，天天打，每个学期结束完了之后，叫我跪了三个半夜不给她睡觉。
And at the end of the school year, my mother would have me kneel down there all night.
弟兄姊妹，我都知道啊。
I knew all this.
在那个时候，我也拼命看很多孔夫子的东西啊。
At that time, I read a lot about Confucius.
但是呢，就是没办法改变我的生命嘛。
But I could not change my life.
那个时候，我也常做礼拜的。
At that time, I went to church very often.
但是我没有一个得救的信心。
But I did not have the faith of salvation.
我老是把这个主耶稣基督的跟孔夫子啊摆在同等的地位上来看。
I always put the Lord Jesus at the same level as Confucius.
所以是一种宗教知识。
This was a religious knowledge.
加上一些东方的，还有加上一些西方的外国人传过来的。
And some Eastern training and some Western training.
所以我认为这些东西不错，可以帮助我做一个好孩子。
And so all these things are good for me to make me a good person.
可以来解除我一些心中的苦闷。
It might solve some of my problems in my heart.
甚至有的时候用那个神的话来换罪哦。
Sometimes I use God's word in order to commit a sin.
我记得我在主日学听老师讲说，这个若是你有问题的话，你应该祷告上帝，求上帝帮助你解决啊。
And he says, if you have a problem, you can pray to God that you will pray to God that He will help you.
所以我每次偷看完之后。
So after I cheat,
偷看之后说主啊，你帮助我，可怜，不要给老师抓到我啊。
So I pray to God that you would help me so that the teacher would not catch me.
所以我利用神来帮助犯罪哟。
So I pray to God that He would help me to commit the sin.
但是几次啊，总是祷告不通的，上帝不答应我祷告。
But several times these prayers did not go through.
所以我就对这个神啊的慈爱发生一个很大的问题了。
So I had a problem about God's love.
所以呢，每一次在主日学里面就捣蛋就是了。
So in the Sunday school, I was just very naughty.
因为我母亲一定要叫我去做主日学的。
Because my mother wanted me to go to Sunday school.
所以我就跟神讲，我说大概这个神呢、啊、没什么作用了。
And I said, well, maybe this God has no value.
所以有一次我的主日学老师也把我赶出去了。
One time the Sunday school teacher threw me out.
他说洋人节上帝没你办法走掉好了不要来了。
就是洋no use for you.
所以我那时候很痛苦啊。
So I was very miserable.
我就很奇怪我从五岁我父亲离开世界就做主日学做到十八岁还没有动静还是在那老样子。
I went to school from Sunday school from age 5 to 18 after my father died and it was just still the same
stuff. 我就很奇怪做礼拜越做久的话你越感到这个神的不可靠不可信的。
And the more that I went to church and the more I felt that I could not trust in God.
我什么的方式形式仪式都做过了。
Many kinds of rituals and formal rituals.
跪也跪下了。
I knelt and prayed.
诗也会唱圣经也会念的。
I could read the Bible, talk about it, and sing hymns.
但是始终我这人呢不会改变，老是一样子。
But there was no change in me.
最多算是礼拜天呢穿的整齐一点，像小天使啊。礼拜一到礼拜六像魔鬼一样换这个。
On Sunday I was a little angel, and the rest of the week I was a little devil.
所以我很痛苦，我说我的信仰到底在干什么事？这个信仰能不能帮助我解脱痛苦啊？
And so I was wondering what this faith was for.
所以我一直没有好好的把我的信心放在这个主上，因为我对他不认识不清楚啊，一知半解啊。
So that because I did not really recognize him himself, and so I could not put my trust on him.
一直到有一天呐。
Until one day,
我就跟神做一个试验了。
So I had this trial, this experiment with God.
我说主啊，若是你真是上帝的儿子的话
，God, if you're Jesus, if you're really the Son of God,
我希望你帮助我。
I hope that you'll help me.
你解决我的罪恶的问题。
You can solve the problem of my sin.
解决我的痛苦。
Solve my misery.
若是你改变我的话
，If you change me,
我从那一天起啊
，From that day onwards,
我要把自己奉献给你了。
I will dedicate myself to you.
假设你不改变我的话
，If you don't change me,
若是没有改变的话
，If there's no change,
我要跟你说再见的。
Is goodbye?
因为我已经给你十几年的时间了。
Because I've already given you more than 10 years.
假设你是全能的神的话，为什么你不能改变我？花这么多年在痛苦当中呢
？Oh, if you're really an omnipotent God, why can't you change me after all these years?
我是真心到你面前来的。
And I really come before you.
那天晚上有布道会，差不多有四五百人参加。
The revival meeting of 400 people are there.
那个牧师说要信耶稣，要重生得救了。
The pastor said the Lord wants to accept the Lord Jesus.
我到前面站住了。
And so I came forward.
很多年轻人摇头啊，这个家伙没用的啦。
A lot of people are shaking their heads. This is no good.
所以我一走的时候，大家看着我，一直瞪着我看的。
A lot of people were staring at me.
我站在前面，我记得很清楚。
So I was standing there, and I remembered very clearly.
我就心中跟主祷告了。
So in my heart, I was praying to God.
我说主啊，若是你神的儿子的话
，Jesus, if you are really the Son of God,
我这个时候求你到我心里来。
I pray that you will come into my heart now.
我说这个是很要紧的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
是我的一个人生的一个转捩点。
This is my turning point in my life.
若是你不能改变我的话
，If you can't change me,
我再也不进教会了。
I don't want to go into church anymore.
我现在高中要毕业了。
I'm finishing high school.
那么我可以自由的不做礼拜了。
I'm free.
所以呢，这是最后一次给你机会了。
This is my last chance.
所以我到前面来了。
So I came forward.
啊，也没有什么一种的 emotion 的一种的 reaction 在，没有，完全没有。
There really was no emotional reaction.
我还清楚的跟主讲话。
I was very clear in my discussion with God.
我说你到我心中来好了。
God, that you would come into my heart.
在那天晚上。
That night.
很奇妙的一个神迹产生了。
A very special miracle happened.
是人的话所不能够解释的。
Now, what a person cannot describe.
是圣灵的工作。
Because it was a God, spiritual action.
进到我里面给我生命的。
God came into my heart and gave me new life. As I went back,
整个不同的。
My whole person was different.
我不了解为什么缘故。
I don't understand why.
我两个礼拜一直在思想，在回忆当时的情形，有什么特别的一种的刺激没有，或者一种感觉都没有。为什么很奇怪？我这人知道我开始变得不同了。
I spent 2 weeks thinking about why I did this. Was there any special event that was occurring? Why was I different?
就是那一天晚上，我把我这个得救的信心放在主耶稣基督的身上。
It was when I put my faith of salvation on the person of Jesus Christ.
我说主啊，我是一个有病的人。
And so I said to Jesus that I am a person who is ill.
什么病呢
？What kind of illness?
道德有病。
This is
moral.
There's a moral problem.
我的灵性有病。
My spiritual problem.
我没办法解决我罪的问题啊。
I cannot solve my sin problem.
我用了很多的宗教的方式来解除，不可能的。
I used many ways of religion trying to solve it, but I could not.
我今天转移我的方向。
Now I want to change my direction.
我把我放在你身上。
I want to put myself.
所以我到他面前的时候，就好像一个有病的医生呐、啊，去找牙医呢，或者是找这个外科医生呐、啊，说啊，你帮我解剖解剖一下，帮我这个开刀一下好了。
So it's like a patient. I've gone to the dentist, to the surgeon. I said, please operate on me.
我到他面前是很简单的。
It's very simple.
我说我要试你一下。
I want to try you.
你说你会救我。
So you say that you can save me.
你说你赦免我的罪。
You say that you will forgive my sins.
你现在赦免我。
Now you forgive me.
让我从今天起再没有一种罪罪的感觉了。
And so from this point onwards, I will not no longer have this burden.
很奇妙的那个经历，不能解释的。
It's very special, very mysterious. I cannot explain it.
什么叫做得救的信心呢？
What is the salvation faith?
就是我把我的整个的救恩放在这一个主耶稣基督的身上。
So all my salvation is about anybody else.
不是放在教会的身上。
Not on the church.
也不是放在牧师身上。
Not the pastor.
也不是放在仪式身上。仪式当中。
It's not on any ritual.
乃是放在上帝所指定的这一位救主身上。
It's only on the God specified Savior.
我信孔子。
I believe in Confucius.
他是一个很好的人。
He's a good man.
他是一个圣人。
He's a righteous man.
他是一个这个罪人中的圣人呐、啊，可以这样说。
He's a saint among sinners, even. If you can say that.
一种的上等的罪人呐、
啊。You can say that this is a high class sinner.
他自己讲说，人分生三等，一种是上等、中等、下等的。
And he said himself that there were three strata of people.
所以我算他是这个上等的这个罪人。
So he was in the upper stratum.
那我可以说是下等罪人呐、
啊。I was in the lower stratum.
Okay, 他可以说是秀才，我是一兵啊。
I could say he's much higher than I am.
啊，我们知道，我对他有信心。
I have faith in him.
但是我对他的信心不是一个救主的信心呀、啊。
But I had faith in him not as a savior.
我信他是一个好人。
I know he's a good man.
不错的一个人。
And the person was not bad at all.
如果他现在还活着的话
，If he today is living,
我想去找他当做朋友。
I would like to be a friend of him.
但是我不会说孔夫子啊，你赦免我的罪，改变我的生命吧。
But I could not say to him, Confucius, you confess, you forgive my sins.
也许我可以去找他去给他，请他给我一点意见。
Maybe I can ask for some advice from him.
但是我知道一件事，他不能够拯救我，赦免我的罪。
But I know one thing, he cannot save me, cannot forgive my sins.
他不能够进到我的心里面来。
He cannot come into my heart.
他不能够解决我永生的问题。
He cannot solve my eternal life problem.
他不能够改变我的环境。
He cannot change my circumstances.
他不能够改变我的人生观、价值观。
He cannot change my concepts of life and the values of life.
兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫得救信心呢
？What is the salvation faith？
就是把你的信心放在基督身上。
So putting your faith on the person of Jesus.
啊、哦，你发现到力量来了。
So you find that there's power there.
当你把你的信心放在主身上的时候
，When you put your faith on the person of Jesus，
你知道吗？神与人之间呢，触电的。
And、there's like a lightning striking between God and you.
每个时刻，你跟神拉在一起，变成生命进入永恒的世界里去了。
And you have entered into eternal life with God.
从那天起
，From that moment on，
你的属灵眼睛明亮了。
Your spiritual eyes have opened.
你看到原来这一位神就是创造天地的主宰，也就是我天上父亲了。
And you recognize that this is indeed the creator of the universe, and he is my father.
那是圣灵的工作。
And that's the work of the Spirit.
来，我们看第三件事情。
And the third thing,
信心
faith.
为什么上帝用这个信心来做人与神和好的一个媒介呢？
Why is it then God uses faith as a means by which we can have this relationship with God?
为什么不用别的呢？
Why not use some other method?
所有的宗教里面，你是仔细的归纳的话，都是用行为来跟神和好的。
All religions talk about using our actions or what we do.
用我们的好的生活
，using our good ways，
好的表现
，our good performance，
让神来接受我们这个人。
So God will accept us as a good person.
只有我们所传的救恩
，only when we talk about this gospel，
是因着信心简单的接受他称我们为义的。
It is based on faith and simple faith.
好，今天早上我们的这个 Dr. West 啊、写了一个中国字。
And this morning, when Dr. West he wrote a Chinese character,
他写一半。
He wrote half of it.
他写一个羊字。
He wrote the word lamb.
那我下面加一个我字。
And then he put the word myself.
那么加起来是义字。
And of course, this word the meaning is righteousness.
看见没有
？What does that mean?
神在中国的文化里面把救恩启示给我们。
Chinese culture already has the latent manifestation of God's inspiration.
在神所指定的羔羊底下，血遮盖之下，变成一个义人了。
Underneath the Lamb of God is the person, and because we're covered by the Lamb, then we are righteous.
我们看这一件事情。
We can see one thing.
这里告诉我们，上帝为什么用信心呢？
Why is it that God uses faith?
只要我们相信，我们躲在羔羊底下，我们就在神面前成义了。
And it's only as we recognize that we are hidden underneath the Lamb, and then we can be righteous.
第一件事告诉我们
The first thing it says.
因为这个信心最公平的待遇啊。
This faith is the most fair way of doing it.
最公平的要求。
It's a very fair way of.
无论是红黄黑白中啊。
Any kinds of race.
种族啊，无论是多大年龄年龄。
No matter what kind of age.
各种的教育程度都不同。
No matter what kind of educational background.
但是他们可以有一个信念，就是把他们的问题、把他们的罪交给这个主。
Each person can put their problems and give it to God.
换句话说，用你这个生存的信心，改变一下观念，放在主身上。
It is using the natural, based on the natural faith, and then going onwards, and then putting this on the person of the God.
什么是我生存的信心呢？
What is the natural faith?
除了我懂得怎么应付我自然界物质上的问题之外。
Trying to cope with all the material things and all the natural things.
除了我对人，你可以用信心来跟人家相处之外
，In addition to the relationships with other people.
加上一件事情
，And then one more thing.
我相信我这个人是有罪的人的。
I believe that I myself am a sinner.
不完全的。
And am imperfect.
里面充满着诡诈假善的。
All kinds of evil and deceit within us.
外表的表现
，Outwardly
是假冒伪善的。
This is just a hypocrite.
承认这个事实
，And just as we accept this.
你也不用宣传告诉人家说我是一个罪人的，不用讲。
You don't even have to go around and say, tell the people that I am a sinner.
你就知道说我在神的面前看神践踏人心的，知道我的肺腑心肠，知道我就是有罪的。
As I recognize myself and I know that God examines each one of us and I know that God will know that.
我觉得世上最大的骗子就是他说他没有罪的人。
And the greatest deceiver is a person who says that he has no sin himself.
所以呢，假设耶稣啊，若是他所说的话，说他说从来没有人说他有罪的话。
If Jesus has said, no one has said that I have sinned.
没有人，只是他有罪的。
And no one has pointed and said that he has sinned.
他说他没有罪的。
He said that he had no sin.
他可以变成全世界一个最大的一个骗子。
If he was just saying that, then he would be the greatest deceiver in the world.
那么你想，我们把我们的信心放在这个骗子身上吗？
Would we put our faith on this deceiver?
合理不合理？
Is it reasonable?
更奇妙的。
And what is more marvelous?
犹太人把他钉十字架。
And the Jews, they crucified him.
把他当垃圾。
And they consider him as refuse.
那么我们把他当宝贝来接受，来做救主。
And yet we then accept him as if precious and as a savior.
你用理智去分析啊，讲不通的啦。
If you use your logic trying to understand this, it is not reasonable.
犹太人把他钉在十字架上，死得何等凄惨！我马上救主，可怜我，可怜我！什么笑话就是。
And the Jews are considering him just as rubbish, and yet we consider him as a precious, as a savior. What kind of logic?
犹太人当的是私生子。
And the Jews consider him as illegitimate.
我们把他当作是什么？上帝的儿子。
We consider him as the son of God.
弟兄姊妹，除非他真的是神的儿子，不然的话呢，我们的信仰是世界上最可怜、最愚蠢、最恐怖的一种信仰。
Unless he really is the son of God, then this is really the most stupid thing that we could ever do.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神用信心来要求我们信靠他的孩子基督耶稣，是个最公平的要求，每一个人都有信心的。
We know that this is a very fair assumption that God has made for us, that everybody can do this. This is an equal opportunity.
不需要什么教育的程度的。
It doesn't need any educational level.
因为每个人都知道我有罪的话。
Because if everybody knows that I have sinned,
他是我的属灵医生。
And he is my spiritual doctor.
他能医治我的话。
He can help me.
我就把我自己交给他就好了。
Then I can give myself to him.
最公平的。
This is very fair.
不是以教育程度来得到这个救恩呢。
And we cannot reach it by any educational level.
也不是以我们的善行得到救恩呢。
And it's not because we have accomplished any righteous deeds.
我在最近跟我们这些妇女团契查经的时候，
As recently as I was studying with the women's Bible study,
我发现到有一句话，有一章圣经很宝贵的。
I found a verse in the Bible which is very precious to me.
当我在谈论的时候，
As I was discussing it,
开了那些姊妹们的眼睛啊。
And their eyes were opened.
哦，他们看见了。
And then they saw it.
他们接受主了。
And they accepted the Lord.
我们看哥林多前书第十三章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看这里给我们一些宗教道德的标准。
It talks about some spiritual, moral standards.
各种宗教的标准。
Many religious standards.
哥林多前书第十三章在新约的二百四十二页。
In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看到保罗说，我若是能够说万人的方言，你很有恩赐，很有天才，能够说万人方言，并天使的话语。却没有爱，我就成了明的锣，响的叭一般。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
啊，这里给我们看到，有的人有这种天才，可以说好几种方言呢。
There are those people who can speak many languages.
啊，那么甚至可以说天使的话语啊。
Even the tongues of angels.
但是圣经说，若是他没有爱的话，没用的。
But if this person doesn't have love, the Bible says he is of no value.
我们今天的救恩不是凭我们懂多少的方言、多少的知识、学问、才干。
When we have our faith, it is not dependent on whether we have many languages that we know or how much natural ability that we have.
第二节说，我若是有先知讲道者，也能够明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能衣衫，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as so as to remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing.
所以我们看到这里也有一种人呢、啊，是有天资很高的，那么 IQ 很高的，并且呢有信心可以移山倒海的。
So this is a person with a great IQ or great gifts, and we have even great faith.
我们看第三节好像给我们看到跟世上宗教有一点可以拉扯关系来的。
And in verse 3, there's some relationship with other religions.
我若将所有的咒诅穷人。
If I give away all that I have,
我想这个佛教可以做到的。
And this is the kind of thing that a Buddhist could do.
还有很多人可以做到的。
And many people could do that.
我可以把所有的咒诅穷人。
And we could give all that I have to the poor.
更进一步，舍己身叫人家焚烧。
And if I deliver my body to be burned,
却没有爱，人家以我无义的。
But if I have not love, I gain nothing.
所以在神的眼光中看什么呢？
So when God looks at us,
一个人可以做到一个地步，把所有的都卖掉给穷人了。
A person could do it to that extent that he would sell and give everything to the poor.
甚至把你的肉身被焚烧了。
Even using our physical body to be burned.
你还不一定能够达到上帝的标准和要求啊。
And you still cannot reach that standard that God has set for us.
假使这一个牺牲是最高的牺牲的话，在人来看的话呢，还不能达到神要求的话，那么什么是神要求呢？
And even though this is the greatest standard, it seems from a human point of view, what is God's requirement?
第四节到下面就告诉我们说，神对我们要求怎么样呢？
And then from verse 4 onwards, it tells us about what God's demands are.
我告诉你啊，当你看第四节到第九节到第十节的时候，
from verse 4 to verse 9 and 10,
你发现到在世界的这个法律里面呢，没有一种的法律是来指责我们有罪，关于这方面的东西。
And when we look at it, there's nothing underneath the laws of the earth.
我们看第四节，第四节。
From verse 4,
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient and kind.
假使我不恒久忍耐的话，是不是会被关到监牢里面去呢？
If I'm not patient and kind, will I be locked away in a prison?
会不会我说等于犯法一个人呢？
Would I be a person who has sort of committed something against the law?
没有人说我是犯法，因为我不恒久忍耐。
Nobody would say that I have committed something against the law.
若是我没有恩慈的话，
if I do not have kindness,
人家也不会说我是个坏人呢。
Nobody would say that I'm a bad person.
若是我嫉妒人的话，
if I'm jealous of someone,
若是我自夸的话，
if I'm boastful,
若是我张狂的话，
if I'm arrogant,
会不会我就被法律判为是有罪的人呢？
Would I be condemned by the law?
不会的。
Not so.
若是做害羞的事的话，
if I do things which are rude,
除非不陷害人呢，
although unless it does it to harm someone,
法律也不会说是我是犯法的人。
The law will not say that.
好，不轻易发怒，必须计算人的恶。
And it says it's not irritable or resentful.
我告诉你，这些东西啊，
all these things,
在世界的道德里面，
in the morality of the world,
宗教道德里面讲，
in the religions and morality of the world,
它不会定你罪的，
they will not condemn us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们看见神的标准什么呢？
We can see what God's standards are.
神的标准很高的。
God's standards are very high.
你若要照着第四节到第九节去遵守的话呢，我相信你一辈子遵守不了的。
From verse 4 to verse 9, if you want to follow it, we can never follow it.
若是你想说今天靠你的善行来跟神和好的话，
if you want to depend on your good deeds in order to have a relationship with God,
靠你的善行进到天堂去的话，
if you want to use your good deeds in order to enter heaven,
我想你应该从第四节看到第十节。
You should read from verse 4 to verse 10.
即使你能够做到把身体焚烧了。
Even when we can burn a body,
这个偏袒所有的周围穷人的，
and I can give away everything to the poor,
你还不能够进到天国里去。
You still cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
神不能够接受你的。
God cannot accept us.
第四节到第十节，
from verse 4 to verse 10,
神所留下的标准，
what God has given us as standard,
不是人的力量、血肉的力量所能够达到的。
It is not a person's ability to reach.
乃是圣灵到你心里面来，给你新生命之后。靠着上面的生命来完成这个属灵的要求。
It's only when the Spirit comes into us and changes us, and so that we can satisfy these spiritual demands.
到那个时候，
in that time,
当你把你得救的信心放在一个正确的对象基础上时呢，你就能够开始在这个神的道德要求上面呢，慢慢的开始长进了追求了。
And when we put our faith on the person of Jesus Christ, then we can begin to go this way and step by step go this way.
因为神的标准太高了。
Because God's standards are too high.
没有人可以达到的。
Nobody can reach him.
是上帝说不用这要求了。
And God says we don't need this.
他换了个方式。
He changes the way.
他用信心去接受。
Using faith to do it.
我接受。
I accept.
接受什么呢？
Accept what?
接受我这个人呢、啊，达不到你的标准呢、啊。
I cannot reach the standard.
好，你帮我达到这标准。
You will help me reach the standard.
然后呢，我接受这个事实的。
And then I will accept this fact.
因为没有人可以达到的。
So because I cannot reach it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
假使你今天没能够达到的话，
if you today you think that you have reached it,
你应该用神来做你的标准，不用自己做标准了。
You should use God as a standard and not yourself.
第二件事，为什么上帝要用信心呢？
The second reason why God wants to use faith.
我们知道上帝啊，这个用六天呢、啊、创造天地啊。
God used 6 days to create the heaven and the earth.
一天24小时了。
There 24 hours in a day.
但是呢，上帝用了几千年的时间来准备救恩呢。
But God used several thousand years in order to prepare for salvation.
把基督耶稣带到世上来。
And when the Lord Jesus would come to earth.
还有怎么样呢？
And then,
为我们挂在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross for us.
他这个爱呀、啊、
And this love,
是你没办法用理智所想象的。
It's something which we cannot understand purely with our mind.
当我要想到一件事的时候
，We can think of one thing.
我想不通的，想不通的。
I cannot understand.
什么意思呢
？What?
圣经告诉我们说，有罪的人必须要下地永远沉沦的。
Because the Bible tells us that those who have sinned will have to be eternally punished.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神的定命什么呢？按照定命，人人都一死，死后就有审判。
Because everyone will die, and after the death, there will be a judgment.
所以换句话说，人死的不是这样算的，还要去见神呢，要受审判的。
So death is not the end. There's also a fact in which we have to see God.
那么我就因为我犯罪，所以我要受永远的惩罚了。
So because I'm a sinner, so I will be eternally be punished.
所以我要永远跟神隔绝了。
And eternally be separated from God.
当耶稣为我挂在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was crucified on the cross for me,
他不只是肉体为我挂上而已啊。
Not only his physical body was crucified for me.
在那埋葬的三天里面呢、啊、
，As he was buried for 3 days,
他为我下地狱去了。
He went down to Hades.
我永远不能明白什么缘故。
I cannot understand this.
在三位一体的上帝里面。
In the triune God,
圣父、圣子、圣灵
，God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son，
他们是永恒的
，They are eternal，
是永远到永远的
，From eternity to eternity。
那么这一位圣子，第二位呢，为我们下地去，到永恒的地里面去，再回来挖呢，我永远想不透。
The second person of the Godhead, who is Jesus Christ Himself, He going down to Hades and coming back out, we really cannot understand this.
我只能够从十字架上主耶稣那句话说，父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃我的那一句话里面了解那种痛苦，实在是没办法形容的。
I can only understand a bit of when Jesus Christ says, God, why hast thou forsaken me? When Jesus cried out on that cross.
永恒的神
The eternal God.
进到这个历史里面
Coming into history.
为着我们的罪被挂上
For our sins, he died for us.
承受一切的审判
Accept all the punishments.
为我们下到地狱里面去
And went to Hades itself for us.
再起来了
And then came up again.
他下地什么呢就表明所有信靠他的人呢都不要再下去了不要再下去了
So when he went down to Hades, it reflected, represented the fact that all of us no longer need to go down.
弟兄姊妹，神这么爱，这么大的表明出来了。
God's love was shown in us so magnificently.
为谁死的呢
？Why did he die? Who was he dying for?
耶稣为谁死的
？Who did he die for?
不是为这好人死的。
Not for good people.
圣经告诉什么呢
？Why the Bible still tell us?
当我们还没有生下来的时候，他已经为我们死了。
Before we were born, he died for us.
他是主后33年生死的。
He was born, he died in AD 33.
当我们还在跟神做顶撞的工作，拒绝神的时候，他又为我们死了。
While we're yet enemies of his, while we rejected him,
当我们在罪中生活时呢，他为我们死了。
While we're in sin, he died for us.
当我非常软弱，感到没有力量站起来时呢，他为我死了。
And when I was very weak and I could not stand, he died for me.
他是为一个这样可怕、可怜的一个人死的。
He died for such a miserable person like I.
他不是为我这好人死的。
He did not die for good men.
是为罪人死的。
He died for sinners.
所以圣经告诉我们说，保罗说，从此我们看见上帝的爱在这地方显明出来了。
And so Paul says, so now we can see God's love in this.
为什么上帝付这么大代价呢
？Why did God have this tremendous sacrifice?
为什么上帝不为动物死呢
？Why did He not die for the animals?
为什么上帝不为天使死呢
？Why did He not die for the angels?
为什么为你为我死呢
？Why did He die for you and for I?
因为我们人是照着神的形象造的。
Because we were created in the image of God.
我可以想到在神的创造当中啊。
We can think that in all the creation of God,
就可以用一个比喻来解释。
We can use something as an illustration.
他像一个大财主一样的。
This may be like a very rich man.
他什么都有的。
He has everything.
啊，这个神呢，创造这个宇宙万物啊，各种东西啊。
And he has created the universe and all the things.
很美丽的动物。
Very beautiful animals.
很聪明的动物。
Very intelligent animals.
很多树。
Very many trees.
啊，就好像一个财主有钱的话呢，很多电视，很多的这个娱乐地的东西，很多这个啊花园各方面东西。
Maybe a very rich person. He has beautiful gardens, many TV sets.
还有很多的动物。
And many animals.
他可以享受。
And he can enjoy them.
做很多点缀品。
And many ornamental things.
还有很多的这个奴隶呀。
And many lots of servants.
很多的人帮他做事。
Helping him.
但这个财主还不满足的。
And this rich man is not happy.
什么都有了。
And yet, and he has everything.
他没有孩子。
He has no children.
他有孩子。
He wants a child.
所以他生了一个孩子。
And he had a child.
那你看这个孩子怎么样呢？这个孩子啊，是他一个最宝贵的。
And this child is a very precious child.
他把这个最宝贵的孩子。
And then he used this very precious child.
给了我们。
And he gave it to us.
他若肯把这孩子给我们的话。
If he could give this son to us.
把唯一的孩子给我们的话。
And his only son.
你看他对我们的爱有多大呢？
You can see how great His love is for us.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见神的爱这样的伟大的表现在我们面前。
God's love is so magnificent.
让我们接受这个爱。
And we can just accept it.
没有什么代价。
And there's nothing we need to pay for it.
白白给我们的。
Given to us freely.
为我们死掉。
He died for us.
帮助我们。
To help us.
解决我们的痛苦。
He solves our misery.
挪去我们心中的重担。
takes away the burden from our hearts.
一切都帮我们解决了。
He solves every problem.
他给了我们的。
He gave it to us.
他要我们做什么呢？
What does he want us to do?
他要我们就接受过来。
All he wants us to do is accept it.
接受过来。
To take it.
好，现在我们了解了。
Now we understand.
为什么上帝说信耶稣人有永生，不信人得不到永生？
Why is it that when he says that all those who believe will have eternal life, but those who do not believe will not have eternal
life? 上帝的震怒。
And God's wrath
藏在他身上。
Will rest upon him.
我告诉你，什么叫不信？
What is it of unbelief?
若是你今天能够这个做一个人到一个99.9%的好人的话，
If you are a 99.9% good man,
都好，在人家看是很好一个人的。
From an external appearance, we all think that you are just very good.
好，孔夫子说，圣人有三分过了。
Confucius says, well, even a good man will occasionally.
那么可能你说一分好，你可以说到一分呢。
So just a little bit maybe.
那么你想应该上天堂去吗？
And you want to go to heaven?
那么你想你的道德生活比信的人更好了。
And you say, well, maybe my morals, my righteousness is better than this believer.
但是若是你不信主的话。
But yet if you do not believe in God,
还下地狱
的。You will still go to heaven.
这个替人的
啊，
他生气的，
hell.
不能接受的。
And then we say, oh, I can't accept this.
这种道理太欺负人了。
This is illogical.
那么你换句话说，你推翻我这个做好人了。
And you say you reject all this aspect of my.
换句话说，我好人不用做，我就做坏人好了，上天上新耶稣上天堂去了。
And now you say, oh, I don't need to be a good man anymore, because it's all the same.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫不信啊？
What is the meaning of unbelief?
为什么不信不接受罪这么严重啊？
Why is it that unbelief is so serious a problem?
今天若是我们叫一个很有名教授出来的话，
If we invite a very famous scholar, professor here,
是在科学界里面大家公认的一个很聪明，很有成就的一个教授。
Maybe a very famous, a successful scientist.
请他出来了。
Invite him out.
那么介绍给杨牧师认识一下。
And he's introduced to me.
所以这个是某某人。
And this is Dr. So-and-so.
那么最近的公布是这个很有名的教授，很有成就的教授。
He's a very, very famous professor.
大科学家。
A great scientist.
我看了之后怎么样呢？
And I see him.
我理也不理他。
And I ignore him.
So what?
So what?
什么都不做了，就叫 so what?
And I just say so what?
有什么了不起？
What's so great about it?
我就说不信呢。
I don't believe it.
换句话说，你帮我介绍给这个人呢，我就是一句话也不讲，看他一下，好就算了嘛。你是教授呢，我是我，你是你，也没有关系的嘛。
If you introduce me to this professor, and I say, oh yeah, so he and I am myself.
你这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我再来一个例子来。
Another example.
那是穆罕默阿里来的话，今天晚上。
And if Muhammad Ali should appear tonight.
好，请他来了。
And then we invite him here.
他在表演呢。
And he's performing.
然后我跑上去了。
And I come up to him.
我打他一拳的。
So I punch him.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
有人来告诉我的话，这个是穆罕默阿里，认得不认得？你知道不知道呢？
He says, this is Muhammad Ali. Do you know him?
我没有听过。
I never heard of him.
我不认识他。
I don't know him.
我不知道。
I don't know.
不信，不认识，不知道，不接受，表明什么意思呢？
Don't believe. I don't want him. I don't want to accept him.
完全的推翻、拒绝、藐视，向他挑战。
It's a rejection, it's a challenge, and it's just ignoring.
是一种的侮辱。
It's a kind of insult.
不信是一种侮辱。
Unbelief is an insult.
不信是一种向神的挑战。
It's a challenge to God.
不信是向神一种的拒绝。
And it's a rejection of God.
是一种否定的态度。
It's a rejection of Him.
我不信。
I don't want Him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我问我们查经班的一个姊妹。
I asked a sister in our Bible study.
若是你的孩子今天到别的地方去的话。
If your child goes to another place,
后来犯罪了,
and then he commits a crime,
那报纸登出来了,
and then it comes out in the newspapers,
难过不难过呢?
Would you be sad?
很难过,
very sad.
我再问他一个,
and so I asked,
那是有一天,
then one day,
你的孩子告诉你,
and your child he comes and says to you,
我不信你是我的妈妈,
I don't believe you are my mother,
我不接受你是我的妈妈,
I don't accept you as my mother.
你看那个更痛苦呢?
Which one is even more painful?
他说, 第二件事更痛苦。
The second thing is more painful.
他不信我是他的妈妈。
Doesn't believe that I'm his her mother.
我这十几二十年来的代价。
All these years and all my sacrifices.
我的爱。
All my love.
一笔勾销了。
And it's all gone.
没有价值。
Without value.
他不信我。
Because she doesn't believe.
他不认识我。
Doesn't know me.
我所花的代价。
All the sacrifices.
我的爱在他身上。
The love that I poured on her.
昼夜在烦恼他，担心他。
Day and night that I've been thinking about her.
一句话就完了，够了。
And one sentence is enough.
我不信。
I don't believe.
有一个女孩子从印尼来的。
There's a girl that came from Indonesia.
在美国念心理学。
And the person that she was studying in psychology.
念到 master degree.
Got a master's.
念完就怎么样？
And then?
可怜得很。
It was very sad.
她开始分析她的母亲呢。
Began to analyze her mother.
她说那个母亲不是我的母亲呢。
And this mother is not my mother.
她母亲来了美国之后。
So when the mother came to America.
流泪痛苦。
He's very tearful and very sad.
知识那么多
So much knowledge.
懂得那么多
Knowing so lot, such a lot.
结论什么呢
What was the conclusion?
这个母亲我有问题，不是我的母亲。
This mother, I have a question. It's not my mother.
若是的话，她为什么以前待我这样，以前待我那样子呢
If you really was my mother, why did she treat me in this way or that way?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
人的知识越来越多了
As man's knowledge increases.
我们的结论什么呢
What is our conclusion?
神在哪里
Where's God?
我不信
I don't believe.
我不接受
I don't want to accept.
我不承认
I don't want to accept it.
我否定他的存在
I reject his existence.
啊，神怎么说呢
What does God say?
信主的人有永生
Those who believe have eternal life.
不信的人得不到永生
Those who do not believe do not have eternal life.
因为这个不信的里面带着侮辱，带着抵挡，带着否定，带着向神挑战的已经在里面了。
Because in this not accepting, not believing, this is a rejection, this is a challenge and an insult to God.
所以你看见没有
？Do you see?
这是一个最大的罪。
This is a great sin.
最大的罪。
The greatest sin.
我先了解了。
Now I understand.
因为神的代价付那么大的话。
When God's sacrifice was so great.
他爱我们到一个程度，为我们下到永恒地狱里面去的话。
When he loved us so much that he went even into hell itself,
我们什么都不用做了
we don't have to do anything else.
我们只说一句不信的话呢
we only have to say one thing that we don't believe.
他所做的全部归空了
and everything is nothing.
今天看见没有
do you see?
我们今天进到这个永恒的世界里面去
when we go into this eternity,
享受上帝为我们所预备的属灵的恩典福气的时候
wanting to accept and enjoy all the experiences and all the spiritual aspects of God.
因为我们有什么好处进去的
not because we have any goodness in us,
也是一件事情
It's just one thing. I believe. I accept.
相信接受表明谦卑的承认我的需要
Belief and acceptance is humility coming in humility coming to God.
我的需要
And I need it.
我不信
When I say I don't believe.
我不需要
I don't need it.
我拒绝
I reject him.
弟兄姊妹有谁今天生活在这个世界上不需要神的
Who in this life does not need God?
你的物质上暂时不需要神的话
In your material life you may not need God. You think?
你的心灵里面需要神
Your spiritual life needs God.
你的罪需要神解决。
Your sin needs God.
今天我们最要紧的问题。
Today, the most important thing.
为什么要信耶稣
？Why do we have to believe Jesus?
因为只有在耶稣里面有赦罪的恩典。
Because only in Jesus is there the grace of forgiveness.
耶稣的这一句话
，Jesus said something.
一千多年前讲的。
A thousand more years.
一直到如今啊
，up to now，
仍然向世界宗教家挑战。
And this is still a challenge to all those leaders of religion.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
你们若不信我
，if you do not believe in me，
必要死在罪中。
You will die in your sins.
你看到没有
？Can you see this？
耶稣挂在十字架上。
As Jesus was crucified on the cross，
表明他为你为我挂上去。
As he died for you and for me，
白白的给我们。
And he gave it to us so freely.
他不要求我们什么。
He didn't want anything from us.
要求我们信耶稣，我接受，我接受。
We only have to accept him and believe in us.
我承认我有罪。
I confess and I accept that I have sin. I know that I have sin.
我相信你为我挂上去。
I know that I believe that you have been crucified for me.
我相信你的血为我流出。
I know and believe that you have bled for me.
我相信你为我复活。
I know that you have risen again.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
你做一个试验一下。
You have a trial.
耶稣啊，你若是复活的话。
Jesus, if you had been resurrected.
复活在我的心里面。
You had have a resurrection in my heart.
这个是最好的科学的求证办法。
This is the best way of proving it scientifically.
在这几年，很多的我们的教会的医生、教授，他们都做这个实验，他们都认识了这一位神，实在是真神的。
Many of the scientists and doctors in our place who have accepted the Lord have accepted the Lord on this premise.
他们了解了。
Now they understand.
啊，这个主实在是真的神呀。
This God is indeed a true God.
我们愿意把这个真的信仰分给你们。
This true gospel we'd like to share with you.
但愿你早点接受。
And we pray that you would accept early.
若是真的话
，If it is true，
早点接受。
The earlier accept,
若是假的话呢
？If it's untrue,
也不必要考虑了。
Don't have to even consider it.
根本就放在一边算了。
Just leave it away.
因为还有很多事要做的。
Because there are many things to do.
我觉得我们不必要需要花时间来跑这里来，大家认识一下，不必要。
We don't have to come here and know each other.
完全不同的性质。
It is of different nature altogether.
我们到这地方来。
When we come here,
不但需要一些得到一些人与人之间的一个认识关系。
Not just to know each other.
最要紧是认识这位永恒的神。
The most important is to know this eternal God.
他爱你。
He loves you.
为你舍己。
And he died for you.
他要解决的问题。
He wants to solve your problems.
我们祈祷吧。
Let's pray.
我不知道我们当中有没有人今天晚上。
Tonight, I don't know if there are any.
在这个时候愿意。认识我们的主。
At this time, you want to know our Savior.
在这个时候得着你的得救的信心。
You want to have this faith of salvation.
你把你的信心放在主身上。
You want to put your faith on the person of Christ.
你做一个实验。
You can do this experiment.
你说主啊，我知道我有需要。
You say, God, I know I have a need.
不单是物质上的需要。
Not only a physical need.
情感上的需要。
Not an emotional need.
最要紧是心灵上的需要。
But the most important is a spiritual need.
我的罪需要得赦免。
My sins need to be forgiven.
你能不能做一个实验，像我十几年前所做的实验一样？
And you do this experiment as I did it many years ago.
直到如今,
to this day,
我永远没后悔,
I have not regretted.
并且在这道路上面,
and I'm on this way,
带领许多人,
and bringing other people too,
一同享受福音的好处,
to accept and to enjoy all the goodness of the gospel. 亲爱的中国的
同胞,
oh, my dear kinsmen,
我没有再比这更好的东西可以给你们,
I don't have anything better to give to you.
我只能把我的主地上给你们,
I can only give my God to you.
让你们自己经历他。
So that you can experience him personally.
一生一世,
and your life,
永远不后悔,
you will eternally not be regretful.
当我们低头的时候,
as our heads are bowed,
若是你愿意得到这个属灵的爱在你心中,
if you want the spiritual love in your heart,
你能不能在这个时候轻轻地提一个手说我愿意接受?
Can you raise your hands?
感谢主放下, 感谢主放下,
praise the Lord.
还有没有人呢?你说我愿意接受。
He said, "I want to accept."
我现在了解了。
I know.
为什么需要信靠他
？Why do we have to believe in him?
还有没有人
？Is anybody?
若是有的话
，Is there if there's anybody?
你举个手放下。
Can you raise your hand?
在心中祷告。
And we can pray.
还有没有人
？Is anyone?
若是你还有问题的话
，If you still have a question,
我希望你们跟我们谈一下。
I trust that you will want to talk it over with us.
哎，我相信当你接受他之后
，When you accept him，
你会感激我们
，And then you will thank us，
因为这是我们最大的一个享受，把我们的好处得到的好处分给你们。
This is a tremendous thing that we can share with you all the goodness.
我们一起祷告
，Let's pray.
天父，我们到你面前来
，Fathers, we come before you.
我们不明白为什么你这样爱我们
，We don't know why you love us so much.
你的爱实在是长阔高深
，Your love is so tall and so wide and so broad.
不可测度
，Cannot really fathom it.
今天晚上。
And yet tonight,
我们把这需要的人摆在你面前。
Place those in need in your hands.
你知道我们每一个人的光景。
You know our situation, each one of us.
你知道我们的遭遇。
You know what we've encountered.
你知道我们非常孤单。
You know we're lonely.
我们感到很空虚。
You know sometimes we're very lonely in ourselves.
我们不知道怎么解决我们的问题。
We don't know how to solve our problems.
今天我们到你面前来。
But today, as we come before you,
求你的灵在我们的心里面做工。
May your spirit be working in our heart.
借着我们向你的呼求。
So that as we call up to you,
使我们从今天开始。
So from this day onwards,
成为你的孩子,
so we can be your children.
我们经历到你的慈爱,
so I experience your love.
使我们在生活当中,
so that in our lives,
满足你给我们的平安跟喜乐,
we can have your love, your peace and joy.
赦免我们一切的过患,
that you may forgive all our past sins.
除去我们一切的罪孽,
remove all our sins.
让我们在主的面前,
so that before you,
有一个清洁的心,
we are a clean heart.
我们感谢,
we thank you.
我们谢谢你的恩典,
we thank you for your grace.
因为你一进来,
Because as you come into us,
永远不离开,
you will not depart from us eternally.
你爱我们, 爱我们到底,
when you love us to the very end.
你救我们, 救我们到底,
when you save us to the very end.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
听我们祷告,
and listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣的名求,
in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.